This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. In a significant move, the leaders' declaration at the ongoing BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil has condemned in the strongest terms the terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir on April 22, which killed 26 people. The BRICS leaders have reaffirmed their commitment to combat terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including the cross-border movement of terrorists, terrorism financing and safe havens. It has urged to ensure zero tolerance for terrorism and reject double standards in countering terrorism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that there should be no hesitation in imposing sanctions against terrorists. He said victims and supporters of terrorism cannot be weighed on the same scale. Addressing the session on peace and security at the BRICS summit in Brazil, Mr. Modi said terrorism has emerged as the most serious challenge to the humanity today. He said the terrorist attack in Pahalgam on 22nd of April was a direct attack on the soul, identity and dignity of India. The Prime Minister said if any country supports terrorism, directly or indirectly, it will have to pay the price for it. He said BRICS member countries must speak out as a group in one voice against terrorism and its supporters. Economic Relations Secretary Damu Ravi has emphasized the significance of the two-day BRICS summit in the context of the fast-changing global developments. Briefing media in Rio de Janeiro, he noted the added importance of Prime Minister Modi's visit, as India is set to assume the BRICS chair next year. Mr. Ravi said Prime Minister Modi reiterated that the global organizations of the 20th century lack the capacity to deal with the challenges of the 21st century, and therefore he underscored the importance of reforming the multilateral organizations.
Honorable Prime Minister's visit assumes added importance, and the fact that India is a founding member of the BRICS, India had always participated in the BRICS summit, and also the fact that next year India will be taking over the chair. Honorable Prime Minister's participation assumes greater significance and importance given that background.
The Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in Bihar is being implemented smoothly at the ground level with the active cooperation of the electors. In a statement, the Election Commission informed that the initial phase of SIR is almost complete, with the forms having been made available to all the electors who are available. As of today, over 1 crore 69 lakh enumeration forms have been received. The uploading of forms has also started simultaneously, with 7.25% of the forms already uploaded so far. The first round of indirect ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas held in Qatar ended without any agreement, Palestinian sources said. The discussions, which took place in Doha yesterday, was aimed to find a path to a ceasefire and hostage release deal. The negotiations resumed just before Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's third trip to Washington since U.S. President Donald Trump returned to office nearly 6 months ago. Under strict security arrangements, another batch of 8,605 pilgrims, that is the sixth batch from Jammu, left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas base camp for the Kashmir Valley to perform pilgrimage to Amarnath Cave Shrine. The pilgrims left the base camp in a cavalcade of 372 vehicles early this morning. The batch included 6,486 men, 1,826 women, 42 children, 216 sadhus and 35 sadhavis. Of these, 3,486 pilgrims left for Baltal base camp and 5,119 for Pahalgam base camp, from where they will proceed for the further journey to the holy cave. India registered a historic 336-run victory over host England in the second cricket test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Edgbaston, Birmingham last night, levelling the series 1-1. This victory marked India's first ever test win at the venue, breaking 58-year winless streak at the ground. Akashdeep delivered a match-winning 10-wicket haul, becoming only the second Indian bowler to achieve this feat in England after Chetan Sharma in 1986. In Wimbledon tennis, India's Yogi Bhabhri alongside American partner Robert Galloway will play in the third round of the men's doubles today. Bhabhri is the only Indian player still in contention. Defending champion Carlos Alcaraz and Arina Sabalenka reach quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.